Hello, we have cards for September 6th and 7th, 2022, and they are the Pope reversed, the Hermit, and the Ten of Cups reversed. Burning Man. The Burning Man Festival is something I swore I'd go to every year the first time I went, which was, I think, about 40,000 humans ago. It's huge now, but from what I can tell, as fabulous as always. Inspiring, exhilarating, young, old, and lamplighters, the crew that lights the streetlights of this fantastic temporary city, were in wheelchairs this year. So it's not all about naked people in a desert gone wild. There is much more to it than that. The Hermit, number 9 of the major arcana, is in the center today, and September, of course, is the 9th month, so this is a Virgo card. The old wise hermit lifts his own lamp in order to see through the dark night of the card, dressed much like the lamplighters of Burning Man, as I remember, hoods and cloaks. The hermit should go to Burning Man. He or she may not be the lone wolf they think they are. We have major arcana today, big life cards. In the past, is the traditional conservative representative of the institution of the church or of institutions in general, the moral majority, the Pope himself. Number 5 of the major arcana. In the reverse is the Pope's or the church's dark side. We don't want to see that. It's a very bad angle. It's interesting today how the hermit lamplit faces left as if examining this Pope. The hermit sometimes means surveillance. Is the Pope under surveillance? Probably. I would imagine he always is. The Hierophant is, of course, a spiritual leader, a Taurus. He shares the earth element with the hermit, Virgo. This is a good spread to me, although I may be the only one who thinks so. Yesterday, I was trying to actually organize and alphabetize my little bookcase library style, and I found my little book of Henry Thoreau I picked up on the road years ago, Thoreau on Man and Nature. After that scary reversed King of Swords in the last reading, I was not surprised to have opened up to this little thought. Quote, "We are double-edged blades, and every time we whet our virtue, the return stroke strops our vice." Unquote. In the upcoming position is the Ten of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, which is the card of family, your tribe. In the reverse, the hermit is spiritual ascendance, and his or her ghostly, shrouded, hooded figure high in a mountain looking down can mean someone looking down on you or your own sad family. Someone may have even passed on, and you had an unconventional service of some kind, and everybody disagreed about it. I'm just throwing that in there. The hermit represents humans who have been on the planet for a long time and is of senior status. The hermit is obviously not a social card, but the Ten of Cups is. The hermit is the lone wolf of the tarot. And when I googled lone wolf, here's what came up. Question, is being a lone wolf a good thing? Answer, when the mind is no longer afraid of confusion, it is much more accepting of new experiences and circumstances. One becomes a lone wolf and isolation has no effect on you. It becomes a familiar friend who helps you stay balanced. It cleanses you of arrogance and selfishness and makes you more compassionate. I like that. Thanks, Hermit.